train 60. How you doing? If you can see what's going on, you can give me a description or an update, please.
Yeah, I'm back here. You got two intoxicated individuals. One's a white elderly male. He's wanting to leave, saying that he's assaulting him, but the guy's just sitting here, so not saying a word. But anyway, so the victim is got an orange shirt, orange hoodie, brown jacket, green hat. He's got blue sweats with some red stripes coming to the side and brown pants, or brown shoes. He's got a beard mustache, which is slightly gray and brown, or light brown. The other one, who's the aggressor, is a Hispanic male, probably in his late 20s, early 30s, a green scarf. He's got a jacket on, gray, blue, and white, brown pants. Brown pants and red tennis shoes on. He's sitting in the priority section across from the elderly person.
Okay, so was there an assault that happened on the train, and is anybody going to stick around to press charges?
The elderly person says he is not getting off this train until police arrive, and the other one is not moving either, so they're both still on my trailing car.
Okay, so what kind of assault were we looking at?
Well, I tried getting that out of him, and I can't get an exact answer out of him. Now, the person that's the aggressor is standing up asking him for money, so that's all I can get out of him, except that he's not moving until police call.
Okay, so we have one individual off the train, is that correct?
Okay, so the aggressor is now off the train. I'm going to head back to my cab and see if I can close my doors.
All right, let me know if you get the doors closed and you are clear to roll once everybody is off the train, or at least separated.
I copy, and it looks like the other one is walking across the street as we speak.
Okay, so the victim, did they request for medical or police still?
He still wants police.
All right, so let's have you go ahead and close the doors, put them on release. We can't trap anybody on the train, and we'll wait for police.
I copy.